Welcome to Showrunners, the movie podcast with a TV show name presented by Sidious. Today we're sitting down with Stephanie Bruce to talk about Rocky IV. Steph is one of my teammates on Northern Arizona Elite and is on an absolute tear right now. She's run 15:17 for 5K, 31:59 for 10K, 70 minutes in the half marathon, 2:29 in the full, is a mother of two boys, and among other things, has won two national titles. We'll be looking to add a third at the USA Track Champs in about a week. So Steph, thank you for being here.
Thanks for having me, Scott.
And Steph, what are we talking about today?
We are talking about Rocky IV.
Rocky IV.
Rocky fights Ivan Drago.
Yep, and what do we have on our shoulders for props?
We have American flags.
That's right, because this is a really kind of classic, really good American movie. And also Polly does this. He wears the American flag at the big fight towards the end. Yeah.
He does.
Yeah, all right, so let's dive in. We'll talk about the movies. Usually we start out kind of talking about why somebody likes this movie, but I think that's going to be better for the last category for us.
Okay.
So we'll just talk about the movie a little bit, and then we'll get into the categories. So this movie came out in 1985. It was written, directed, and starred in by Sylvester Stallone. The general plot is, after reclaiming his boxing championship title, Rocky Balboa plans to retire and live with his wife, Adrienne. However, during an exhibition match, Rocky's friend Apollo Creed is mercilessly beaten to death by hulking Russian newcomer Ivan Drago. Rocky vows payback against Drago, flies to Russia to train for a Christmas Day fight. Despite their different training methods, Rocky and Drago both wage a long and intense match. So this movie didn't get very good critical reviews, surprisingly, because the first two Rockies really did. Mm-hmm. They did very well critically and then also super well at the box office, which this one did. So it only got 40% on Rotten Tomatoes. Roger Ebert, kind of a rough beat on this one, 2 out of 4 stars, and he said, "It's a last gasp film, a film so predictable that viewing it is like watching one of those old sitcoms where the characters never change, and the situations turn up again and again."
That's pretty harsh.
Yeah.
But I can understand.
He's got some weird ones.
Honestly, today, like, what movies do you watch that are not predictable? In my opinion, right?
Yeah.
But, like, I think that's the whole point of, like, going to see movies. Like, there's excitement of, like, oh, wow, I didn't see that twist coming. But sometimes, like, you do enjoy that predictability.
Yeah, and I think Roger Ebert wants everything to be, like, an Oscar-nominated movie. And, like, I don't think this ever wanted to be.
No.
Like, I wasn't, like, you know, for the first one we did No Country for Old Men, and this isn't as good as No Country for Old Men, but I got to sit on my couch, and I smiled for 85 minutes. Like, it just wanted to be fun, and that was great. It was. So this movie had a budget of $31 million. It made over $300 million worldwide box office, and it was the highest grossing sports movie until The Blind Side, which made $309 million. So Rocky IV actually would have made more had inflation been taken account of. So that's pretty incredible.
That is big.
So Sly is laughing all the way to the bank.
Yeah.
Yeah. This movie also serves as a backstory for Creed II with Michael B. Jordan, which also made a ton of money. And then I looked this up as well. So all in all, the Rocky movies, including the Creed sequels, how much money do you think they've made just in box office numbers?
Oh, wow.
So there are, I think, there's 8 of them now.
8?
Yeah.
Just in box office numbers? That one's really tough. I mean, over $1 billion.
Yeah.
Yeah.
$1.5 billion in box office numbers.
Okay.
And, Stallone has gotten points on every single one of them, so he's doing okay.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so that's kind of some of the, do you think I missed anything right off the top on just sort of background on the movie?
No, I feel like I learned a lot, actually.
Yeah.
I think because, like, I've been so invested in the Rocky series, I didn't really know any of, like, how much money they made or anything like that. Like, I just love them for the movies, so, I kind of learned something from you.
Yeah, that's kind of my goal, you know, I'm here to educate.
Yeah.
All right, so let's dive into the categories then. So the first one is winners. So this is just things that you, when you watch the movie, you kind of notice them and you really liked them, or they come out looking better now than they did kind of maybe before. They've aged well, something like that.
Yeah.
You got any?
Yeah, so I was 1 year old when this was made. Obviously, I didn't see it then. I think the first time I saw the movie, I was probably 10. And I do notice a lot more now since I'm an adult and I try to figure out how it applies to my life. But one of the things that I really like in the beginning when, so the Russian comes over and he wants to fight Rocky, but obviously Rocky's like not going to give up the title. So Apollo says, let's do an exhibition. But Apollo has been retired for 5 years. And so Rocky asks him like, hey, maybe this fight isn't about the Russian. Like maybe it's about you. Maybe it's you against you. And like, I feel like that's a really great theme for this movie and a really great theme for a lot of people in life, because he's trying to figure out why you're trying to come out of retirement. And Apollo says, because like when you're born a fighter, you're always a fighter. And so that never leaves you. And so that's like a big like I think I have for the movie and the theme that like follows me throughout my life.
That's a good one. Yeah. Kind of just trying not to be too focused on like the extrinsic things, finding your own personal reasons to do things. I think that's a good one. Mm-hmm. The ones I have are significantly less deep than that.
Okay.
So like, some of my winners,
Not surprising.
Russians using PEDs. Yes. That's aged really well. Uh-huh. Drago's robe thing in the Creed fight, where he's just an all yellow robe. And I'm pretty sure Kristen Press of the U.S. women's national team wore the same suit at the ESPYs. I sent you pictures of both of these, and I want to know, who do you think wore it better, Kristen Press or Ivan Drago?
I think Drago. I mean, like I said, because it just, it fits with his crop top hair and his bleach blonde tips. Yeah, he really pulls it off very well.
Absolutely. I agree. We'll put those pictures on Instagram for you guys to check out, and well, maybe we'll have a little poll. Whoever, you guys can decide who wore it better. I'm also in the Drago camp, because I think Drago is scarier than Kristen Press is pretty in that. And that's not to say anything. Kristen Press is very pretty. Dolph Lundgren, terrifying man. Yeah. Another big winner. Sylvester Stallone in a suit with glasses at Creed's funeral. I mean, that's just peak, big, strong guy handsomeness
it
right
is.
There.
It is.
Yeah.
These are all a lot of superficial, but I should have paid more attention to these.
Yeah. Rocky fighting Drago for $0. I like that. I thought that aged really well. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've got some more thoughts about that in Losers, but I like that he fought Drago for $0. So principled.
Yeah, on Christmas Day.
Mm-hmm, on Christmas Russia. Day in Russia, mm-hmm. Yeah. Which I don't know if they have Christmas in Russia. Probably not during the Cold War, but...
Yeah, don't think so.
Yeah.
Fun fact, do you know where it actually was filmed?
What part of it?
Like, it's not actually in Russia.
I know, I actually looked this up.
Oh,
so
did.
Is it the training montage?
Yeah, exactly.
So that was filmed in the Tetons.
Yeah, I love that.
Jackson Hole.
Jackson Hole.
And then I think a lot of the other stuff was filmed in Vancouver, Canada. Yep. Because every time I see those mountains, I'm like, that's obviously Wyoming.
No, for sure. But as a kid, I'm like, wow, I can't believe they went to Russia for this.
Yeah, Russia's so pretty.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. That was actually one of the winners. I got them filming the Russian training scenes for Rocky and Jackson Hole.
Okay.
The training montage is really good.
Oh,
I think this is really a peak training montage.
So good.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, who can't take that and be like, oh, like I haven't exercised in 10 years and I'm going to go out and do something tomorrow after you watch that.
And even more than that, there's a lot of things I like about that. One of them is him, Rocky doing all of his outside running in a leather jacket.
Mm-hmm.
I thought that was really fun. I thought his incorporation of Pilates was really ahead of his time. Mm-hmm. You see him do some ab exercises that definitely Pilates-based. I think he probably deserves a couple percentage points for all Pilates funding after that montage. I like him just hiking through the snow.
Mm-hmm.
I think that was a great one, too. And then, more generally, the like juxtaposition of Rocky in the outdoors, just real blue-collar fit, no machines. And then Drago is obviously in the lab and gym.
Right.
With the one quick shot of him getting steroids.
Like Rocky chops down like a 200-foot redwood or
yeah.
whatever tree. Pretty realistic.
Mm-hmm. And it cuts to Drago knocking out a bunch of sparring partners. So like the timber on both sides.
Yep.
Really good juxtaposition on the training montage.
Uh-huh.
I think that's... Oh, and then in the actual fight, they do the juxtaposition as well. When they're walking in, when Drago's walking in, his face is always lit and Rocky's is in the shadows, which is a little bit subtle. And I liked it because, like Rocky's the good guy. So you'd expect him to be lit,
mm-hmm.
but Drago is like the star. Like Rocky had to go come to Russia to fight Drago. It's in the USSR. Everyone's chanting, Drago, Drago. So I thought it was cool that his face was lit while Rocky's kind of in the corner. And then my last big winner was Big Muscles, and specifically the serratus anterior, which is the, for those of you out there who don't know, that's the muscle right below your armpit that looks like ribs. Mm-hmm. And that's how I found out what it was. I saw it and I was like, those are really good muscles. And I Googled muscle under armpit that looks like ribs and found out it was the serratus anterior. And both Dolph and Stallone, great serratus anteriors. Great. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Do you have any more winners before we move
on?
Wow,
no. That was really exceptional. I guess I never paid attention to those things. Mine was more like, oh, wow, how is this like fit into my life motivationally?
But yeah.
I like all the things.
We'll get to that as well.
One thing Ben did point out, that jacket, he's like, how bad does that jacket smell? Because he does every run in a leather jacket. That can't be good.
Losers, jacket smells. Yes. We'll put that in the losers category. Yes. That was a good catch by Ben.
Yes.
So on to the losers. The first one is brain damage jokes. Apollo Creed makes a short, quick one in the very beginning, which I don't know that you could make in 2019. No. Like, Rocky, after a long boxing career, might have actually had CTE.
Right.
I thought the entrance to the first fight scene where Apollo is, like, really going for it. Mm-hmm. You know, I thought that one was really weird because he enters through a ram's head.
Oh, like from Vegas, in Vegas.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He comes through a ram's head.
That's
and then at one point, Rocky's trainer is holding like a skull on a human skull thing on a pole.
Yeah.
I didn't really get it. It was like weird. A very patriotic Mad Max vibe.
Yes.
Meanwhile, James Brown's Living in America is playing. I thought that was a very weird scene.
It is.
It's like, I don't know about that. Then I've got Rocky giving Polly, a 60-year-old dude, a robot for his birthday. It's like, that was a weird move right off the bat. And then I really didn't care for how Polly teaches the robot to talk to him. It was like, maybe like some emotional abuse going on there with the getting the beer and making him like call him sweetie and stuff like that. I don't know if that part gets included in the 2019 version.
If you go back to like all the older Rocky movies, like Polly's kind of a deadbeat because he's Adrian's brother.
Yeah.
And so it shows like he never had any girlfriends. So it's almost like the robot is like, here, now you have a girlfriend. That's a robot, which is kind of sad for him. But yeah.
It's a really weird version of that Joaquin Phoenix movie, Her.
Yes.
Yeah. and then I didn't care for Ivan Drago's nickname. So they call him the Siberian Express.
Oh, yeah.
And I've got 6 or 7 here, substitute nicknames, and you get to decide which one he gets.
Okay.
All right. I got the Soviet Smasher, the Russian Rampage, the Commie Hammer, the Moscow Muscle, the Kiev Crusher, the Kremlin's Assassin, and the Colossal Comrade. And I think they're all better than the Siberian Express, and we need to go back and rewrite that part.
Okay.
So it's up to you. Which one do you want to put in there, Steph?
I kind of like the Soviet Smasher simply because one thing you don't know, we don't know where in Russia this ever takes place. And that still like bothers me to this day. Does it say what city and I just missed it?
We don't know where he's from, but the fight takes place in Moscow.
It does take place in Moscow for sure?
Yeah.
Okay. That's what we were trying to figure out. Because I was also trying to figure out the time zone when Rocky's son is watching at home.
Okay.
And I was like, would he really be allowed to be awake? You know, I was just trying to do that. So Moscow, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Moscow's only... That's like European time. It's only 10 hours ahead.
Okay.
It's a small detail.
Yeah.
But yeah.
So it's maybe like 8 in the morning on the 26th.
Right.
So okay.
That's not bad. Okay, yeah. I'll go with Soviet Smasher.
The Soviet Smasher.
Mm-hmm.
All right, cool. In the first fight with Creed, there's these really weird sound effects whenever he punched. It's like almost kind of a cartoonish feeling.
Okay.
You know, I think that was kind of an 80s theme.
Yeah.
But it looked weird watching it now, like where they don't. I think films are like more subtle with their sound effects.
Yeah.
And this one was not even a little bit.
One happened in Rocky's fight with him. I did notice then the timing is off. Like when Rocky first hits Drago and he cuts him, like you hear them say, you cut him almost before he has struck his face.
Oh, yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
It's not quite mixed.
No, exactly. Yeah. So I could see a couple errors. Yeah, go back. That's a good part to watch.
Yeah, okay.
Like, you see that, and then you're like, wait, they said you cut him right before he actually cut him.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Cool. That's a good one.
Yeah.
Another loser, I thought, Polly not knowing any of the logistics of the fight with Drago. Like, they're at the press conference, and Polly is finding out that Rocky's not going to make any money. and the fight's going to be at Christmas, and that he's got to go to Russia, like, all at once. Yes. It's like, that's a really weird wrinkle. Like, how does Polly not know this? And then further on, like, Adrian doesn't know this either. Which, like, from a relationship standpoint is not great.
Right.
That Rocky, A, didn't discuss the fight with Adrian after this man literally killed Rocky's best friend. Uh-huh. Like, literally, like, he's a dead person now. It's not a metaphor.
You probably want to tell your wife.
Yeah, I'm sure Adrian couldn't have been that happy. And not only that, he didn't tell her that he was going to leave for multiple months to go train in Russia. Right. And then also, like, logistically, I don't really understand how that happened. Because this doesn't, like, these things don't happen quickly.
Yeah.
You know, as both of us who have gone through a variety of contract negotiations, both with big races and with corporate sponsors, like, that shit takes so long. Like, did this happen overnight? Did they just send him one term sheet and Rocky was like, that's fine, I'll go to Russia.
And that,
no dollars, that's great.
No one was with them.
Yeah.
Like, it's just the three of them. Like, yeah. Are you telling me no one from the U.S., like, security, no one is with them?
Mm-mm, and they're just being followed by Russian spies.
Exactly.
Like,
it's no problem.
So I don't understand how, like, I don't think it's great on Rocky's part to not consult Adrian. That's obviously really bad. But also, like, logistically, I don't understand how that happened without her ever finding out about it. Yeah, never she never, like, overheard a phone call.
Nothing.
Like, I'll do it for nothing.
Exactly.
Slams the phone down. Yeah, so I didn't care for, I didn't understand that. Then we go a long ways without a loser until they go to Russia and you see Polly roasting a marshmallow on a candle. Mm-hmm. And it really bothered me. Just atrocious roasting technique.
Mm-hmm.
He just burns the marshmallow right off the bat. Just sticks it right in the flame and it's engulfed. It's like, all you're doing out there. You can't learn how to roast a marshmallow. You've been in Russia for weeks. A little one after that, during the training montage, it cuts really quickly to Drago. And all the machines that Drago is using have English labels. So they're, like, firing up the machines and it's, like, calibrating.
Yeah.
And it's like, I don't think that's the word that would be on it.
That's good.
Yeah. Then when we get to the fight, there are a couple. There's a black dude in Drago's corner.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm curious as to how they found a black guy in Russia in 1985. It's like, I want that explained to me.
Uh-huh.
I'm not saying it's impossible. Maybe they brought him over from America, but I'm just not sure how that one worked out. Another big loser is Rocky's boxing strategy. So I don't know much about boxing. I'll preface that with this.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm pretty sure you're not supposed to stand really far away from someone who's stronger and has a longer reach than you. You're mm-hmm. supposed to get up in their body so they mm-hmm. can't hit you as hard.
Yeah.
I feel like Rocky should know that at this point. And then also, when he gets knocked down, he never, like, takes the counts to catch his breath.
Right. And usually, I'm pretty sure, when you're technically now, if you're knocked down, you actually have to. Like, the ref should come in, right, and do the count.
Yeah, like a standing eight count.
Correct.
Or whatever.
Yeah, that doesn't happen.
So Rocky's boxing strategy really could have gotten better. And then, I don't care how well Rocky fights, like, I'm not buying the Russian crowd at the height of the Cold War ever rooting for Rocky after booing the shit out of him when he comes out. And then he also hits Drago after the bell a couple times, which, like, I'm for. But I don't think the Russian crowd ever comes back from that. I think he gets booed. They have to leave immediately. Yes. Like, he's got some sort of protection. Maybe the UN has to get involved. Like, I don't buy that. So, those are my losers. You got anything else?
No, I'm just an eternal optimist. I didn't like that Ivan didn't speak that much English throughout the movie. Because I feel like he knew English. And he could have said a lot more. Because then after, like, he knocks Apollo out, he's like, I am champion.
Exactly.
Yeah. So he's talking. So you're like, dude, where were you at the press conference? Like, that kind of bothered me. That he couldn't speak up and his wife and, like, manager had to speak on his behalf.
I think he was just supposed to be such a robot.
I know.
Yeah. Such a, like, a training machine.
Yeah.
But I get what you're saying.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would have liked him to, like, I don't know.
You want a little more out of Dolph.
Yeah.
A little more acting.
I wanted to smack talk a little bit.
Yeah. Well, he does when it comes to the Rocky part.
He does.
Yeah, he says, I will destroy you.
Destroy you. I will break you.
I will break you. I must break you.
Mm-hmm.
And now we're on to everyone's favorite category. The quote from the movie that will make the best race or workout quote. Do you want to go first? Do you have a few?
I can do a few.
Yeah, of course. As many as you want. I've got like eight here.
Oh,
so.
Oh wow. Okay.
Yeah.
Man.
This is for other people to decide.
I was trying to narrow it down.
We want to give people as many captions as they can. That's the hardest part of Instagram.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So when Rocky's leaving for Russia, he's talking to his son in his bed, and he asks him like, "Dad, are you scared?" And he's like, "You know, yeah, I do get a little scared." He's like, "Sometimes when I'm in the ring, I wish he would just punch me in the chin, because then I wouldn't feel pain no more." He's like, "But then there's half of me that wants to keep going in and see how much pain I can take." And so then this is a line. He says, "Sometimes going in one more round when you don't think you can, that makes all the difference in your life." I was like, yes. So I really like that one.
I got that one too.
Okay.
That's a great one for like a workout that you didn't think was going to go very well,
exactly.
But then you pull it out at the end.
Yeah, could pull that. You could put that to so many. Mm-hmm. And then basically the one where he's talking to Adrian. Adrian says, "It's suicide. You can't win." And he says, "Maybe I can't win. Maybe all I can do is take everything he's got. And then to beat me, he's going to have to kill me, and to kill me, he's going to have the heart to stand in front of me, and in order to do that, he's going to have to be willing to die himself, and I don't think he's ready to do that."
Yeah.
I said that on a run the other day to Danny and Aaron. They're like, "Wow, so you've seen this movie a few times." I'm like, "You know, I don't know if growing up with my family, like, we just quoted movies, like, around the dinner table with my brothers, and I have this weird thing where I can just hold on to them."
Yeah. No, I've got that one, too.
Okay.
It gave me chills, and then I was thinking about it a little bit, and I was like, yeah, but like he actually killed a guy.
No, exactly. So he really.
Yeah.
But what's like interesting, you know, when Apollo says, like, "Don't stop this fight." Mm-hmm. And Rocky's like, "I have to." And he says, "No matter what." Like, that showed me that Apollo would rather have died, like, doing what he loved, which was fighting, than lose and keep living. Which is really sad that he got to that point. But he's like, "I was born a fighter." And so, not in an extreme way as a runner, but it's like, if you can parallel that to. Yeah, he just wanted to go out the way he felt he should.
Yeah. Yeah, I got both those. I thought those were great. Some really good. That's a really good pre-race one. Mm-hmm. I'm going to be pretty upset if nobody uses that one. I guess this will come out probably. I'd like this to come out the morning before your 10K at USA's. But if nobody uses that through USA's weekend, I'm going to be furious. Yeah, and then the other one I've got the Creed one from when they're talking before the fight. Like, when he's telling Rocky he's going to do it.
Yeah.
He says, "You can't change what you really are, and you can forget all this money and stuff you got all around you, because that don't change a thing. You and me, we don't have a choice. We were born with this killer instinct, and we can't turn off, on or off, like some radio." I think that's a good one.
Yeah.
That's like after you just crushed a VO2 session, I think. Mm-hmm. You got that killer instinct back.
Yep.
You're coming into a race, maybe like 10 days out. I think that's a good one.
How about when his trainer's talking to him in Russia and he says, "You're going to have to go through more pain than you ever have in your life, worse than any nightmare.
Yep.
But if you can do that, I think you'll be the one standing."
Yep, I got that one too. "Now you're going to have to go through hell, worse than any nightmare you ever dreamed. But in the end, I know that you'll be the one standing." That's like a pre-workout. Like, I'm not sure if I'm going to finish this one. We're putting this out on the internet anyways.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe before Marshall Lake.
Yeah.
We'll post that one. And then I really like there. I think this would be a good one. It'd be like pretty subtle. But the trainer tells Rocky a bunch of times, like, "No pain, no pain, no pain."
Yeah.
I think that's a good one. Then when Drago's, "I must break you."
Mm-hmm.
I'm dibsing that one to post the next time Scott Smith and I work out.
Oh, that's perfect.
Yeah, because he's my internet enemy. I hate him.
You got to punch and punch until you can't punch no more.
Yeah.
That's the last one in the last round.
Yeah. And then I've got the other one. I've got, like, maybe after you get a big big win, you post this one.
Mm-hmm.
Drago says, "He's not a machine, he's a man." Oh, no, sorry.
Oh,
that's Rocky's side. He says, "He's not a machine, he's a man."
Mm-hmm.
And Drago says, "He's not human, he's a piece of iron."
Yes.
That's one, yeah. If you win a race, mm-hmm. and that's got to be on there, I think.
Someone says that.
Yeah.
Totally.
He's a piece of iron.
Yeah.
That's great. Yeah. You got any more?
Well, kind of like the one you were kind of saying, let's say, like, you beat someone that on paper, you're like, "I never thought I could beat them."
Mm-hmm.
You say, you cut him, you hurt him, you see he's not a machine, he's a man.
There you go.
That just shows, like, you can beat someone that you've never beaten before.
Yeah, maybe next time somebody beats Galen.
Yeah.
If you've got a good picture of him, you out kicking him, I think that would be really, really fun. I'm very pro that. All right. You want to? Should we move on, or you got anything else?
No, let's move on.
All right. So the could / should there be a sequel category? Could there be? Yes. There were two more Rockies made, and then two more Creeds. Mm-hmm. Should there have been? My contention is no until the Creeds. I like the Creeds a lot.
There should have been one.
One more.
Rocky V was. Sorry. No, skip. Rocky V shouldn't have existed.
Gotcha.
Rocky VI should have existed. Because basically that's when he loses Adrian. He loses his wife. And he's kind of like navigating the next part of his life. Which I like that. That's very realistic. And his son has grown up. And his son has basically just kind of lived in the shadow of being a Balboa his whole life.
Yeah.
And that's where the greatest line comes, where his son asks him. He's like, don't you hate what people are saying about you? Like, they're saying he's a has-been. Because now he just runs this restaurant. And he's like, he looks at him, and the son is like 22 years old, and he's like, let me tell you something you already know. Life ain't all about sunshine and rainbows. It's a mean and nasty place, and it'll cut you down if you let it. But life ain't about how hard you can hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done.
Wow.
So if that movie hadn't come out, that line would have never come out.
So that movie deserves to come out.
Right.
No Rocky V. This Rocky V gets moved back.
Correct.
Okay, and then does that movie also explain why there's like a division between him and his son when the Creed movies come out?
Yes,
all right,
that's it exactly.
All right, we'll keep that one in there.
Yeah.
So one of the sequels gets made, one of them gets chopped.
Yep, using the Roman numerals, that was very strong.
Yeah.
Because they went the V and then the VI. I'm like, all right, well, I got to stop all their head.
Should have stopped with the V.
Right.
Yeah. And now we're into the general manager category. So in this category, you're allowed to switch or add any actor to this movie that in order to make it better. Do you have any for this?
This one was tough because are you talking 1985 actors? Or are you talking actors from today that go back in time?
I'll accept either. I tried to focus on ones that would have made sense at the time, but I think we're allowed to take some creative liberties with this one.
Why don't you go first then? Because I struggled with this.
Okay. I really wanted John Malkovich to be Drago's trainer and hype man.
That's good.
And I did want that exclusively so we can hear his accent from Rounders again. He has a crazy, bonkers, terrible Russian accent, and I want to hear it as much as possible.
Okay.
Bring back Teddy KGB. So I got John Malkovich.
Okay.
And then I also wanted William H. Macy to be in it.
Okay.
And I wanted him to be a new age trainer for Rocky, who has been living in Russia for a long time as like an expat, but comes and helps Rocky train.
He would have been like Mickey. Mickey was his old.
Yeah,
like,
sure. Really old new boy. Mickey.
Yeah. Okay,
yeah.
Great.
Mm-hmm.
I like it.
Yeah.
Okay. The only, like, I had Morgan Freeman in there, but I wasn't exactly sure who he was going
to replace. You just want him to be in there.
I did. Yeah. But I wasn't sure who he was going to replace. But I just feel like he would have been like a good motivator. And he just has that voice that, like, he's the voiceover and like everything, you know? Mm-hmm. And then obviously no one will ever replace Sylvester Stallone. That's who makes the movies. And then if I tried to replace, Ivan Drago, this was like kind of cheating because he's in another movie with him. I think Kickboxer is, Jean-Claude Van Damme.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm pro Jean-Claude Van Damme.
Because he has the like European like side of him. So he could have held his own there, like, acting like he couldn't speak English.
I thought it would be fun if Arnold Schwarzenegger was Drago.
Well, fun fact, then Arnold and Sylvester are actually in a movie years later together where they try to break out of prison.
Is it called The Replacements?
No, it doesn't.
Okay,
that.
I think they're also in a movie called The Replacements together.
Okay.
We'll get producer Mia on that.
Yep. It's the one where basically, like, Sylvester is hired to go to prison and then find a way to break out of it. Like, the security system's hiring him. But then what happens, someone like who's whatever, a bad guy, decides to pay someone off and keep him there, and this prison is underwater on a submarine and they can't figure out like where they are, and it's like the most maximum security ever.
Yeah.
But just funny that those two
are
going to be together. It's absurd because they're like 65 years old, but they're still huge. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a very, very strange movie. But I mean, I like it. Anytime you're putting, it'll be fun. Yeah. Okay, and now to the final category. I think this is going to be the best one today. This is the Landry Clark category. So it's dedicated to the scene in Friday Night Lights, the TV show, where Landry Clark reads the entirety of Mice and Men to Tim Riggins so that Tim Riggins can stay eligible for the postseason. And he asks Tim, how do these themes, the themes of this book, relate to you? So, Steph, what made you want to pick Rocky, and why is this movie so special to you?
Okay, so, yeah, like, the first one is, and this is kind of just a superficial one, but Sylvester Stallone really reminds me of my dad. My dad passed away when I was in high school, and he actually, like, looked like him, and being from the East Coast, like, there's just a lot of themes, and almost, like, watching the Rocky movies, like, brings, I guess, my dad's memory back to me, so that's a little more, like, gushy reason. And the other reason, like, they're just totally absurd and motivational, and sometimes, like, that's how I am. I'm not, like, I'm a realist in, like, where you are in life and your training and your racing, but, like, I always have this, like, dream big part of me, and that's, like, what these movies are all about. They're, like, he is the underdog always, but he always comes out on top. He just has this extreme belief in himself. In a few of the early movies, like, he loses his way because he gets clouded with money and fame, and then he has to find his way back. And I just think that's, like, a really cool parallel to, I guess, a professional runner who's been doing it a long time. Yeah, and I just love the themes of, like, how bad he wants to hurt and he wants to just keep going in one more round, because sometimes I wonder, like, why do we do what we're doing in running when it's so uncomfortable and it's so painful? But there's, like, no better feeling than, like, crushing a workout or crossing the finish line knowing you gave it everything. And I think that's what, like, Rocky embodies in these films.
Yeah, I think anyone who's, like, been an athlete and trained really hard is, like, huge sucker for the kind of that mentality. Like, I know that the movie isn't maybe the best acted, or, like, the dialogue isn't the best, and there's a lot of losers in this one, but there's, like, a really sweet spot of, like, of just really relatable kind of, like, ideas that Rocky embodies. And I mean, you really think about it, like, his imperfections make him great as well. Like he's not the best husband, mm-hmm. but, like, he's so single-minded. And I think that was something that really, like, kind of rung home for me. It's like, yeah, I mean, like, I'm not proud of it and I try to avoid doing this, but there have been times when it's like, I have, whether intentionally or unintentionally, like, neglected maybe my personal relationships to, like, pursue this single-minded goal, and, like, with the knowledge that, like, maybe this isn't going to work out, mm-hmm. you know? I think that's something that not many people talk about enough, probably.
Absolutely. Yeah. But he even, like, admits it. He's like, I'm a fighter. And then he's like, you married a fighter. Mm-hmm. So he's almost, like, telling Adrian, like, you know this. Like, yeah. You know this about me. And I think that's cool, too, because, yeah, so many people that are in our lives, it's like they know that we have that single-minded focus, and they just got to strap on and try to be on the ride with us.
Yeah, and I think one thing the movie maybe doesn't do a great job of is acknowledging that that's not fair, mm-hmm. but also acknowledging the fact that, like, yeah, this does happen, whether you are a fan of that or not,
yeah.
I guess. Sorry.
Although, like, he obviously did not change the Cold War the outcome, but, and it's a little absurd at the end, but I know you said that was, like, a loser part for you, but part of me, like, likes that, how, you know, they did start to cheer for him, and he's like, you know, when we came in here, maybe I didn't like you, maybe you didn't like me, but I saw a lot of changing. And I love his grammar because it's so bad. And you's changed and I's changed the ways I feel about you. But yeah, he basically said, you know, two guys in here killing each other, maybe that's better than 20 million. Like, sometimes I just feel like that's what sport can represent. It's like, I don't like to use the word, like, it's the way we battle, but, like, it is the way, like, we can represent our country the best when we're going to competitions. And it does feel like a USA versus a Kenya or Ethiopia. And, like, it's our way to show, like, our extreme pride for our country. And so I love the themes of that movie too, as mm-hmm. an athlete.
Yeah. And speaking of that, actually, like, I wonder if I would be surprised if this was, like, intentional, but that's, like, a very David and Goliath thing. So, like, they do make a reference to, they say this is a real life David and Goliath fight, and then that idea of like, maybe two people killing each other in a ring is better than 20 million people killing each other. Like, that was the impetus for the David and Goliath fight in the Bible.
Mm-hmm.
So the, I guess back then the, idea was that if there was these massive armies at kind of like an impasse, sometimes they would send out, one, fighter from each side, and then they would just have a duel, and then that would save the war that would have killed like millions and millions of people. So, I would be interested to find out if that was an intentional reference there, but, yeah, I thought that was a good point as well.
Yeah. I like that.
Yeah. It was touching. Yes. I didn't necessarily buy it.
No, I agree. It's, you know.
Yeah. But, yeah.
Last, like, every time the announcers say it's absolute pandemonium.
Yeah.
The best line they say in every movie.
It's absolute pandemonium.
Whether, like, someone is getting killed or, like, Rocky wins, absolute pandemonium.
Yeah.
It's very good.
Which is a surprising choice, considering I don't think I've ever heard that word said in real life.
No.
Nobody's ever said the word pandemonium. It's always been in a movie.
Yes.
It was invented exclusively for movies, actually, I think. Yeah, so we're at 36 minutes. So you wanna hop in here, Mia? Our producer, Mia, has been diligently researching what we've said and Googling some stuff, and she might have some facts for us today.
Yeah, so I found actually a few fun facts about the movie. So Stallone and Lundgren, when they were hitting, I guess Stallone told Lundgren that he can hit him as hard as he wants. And at one time, a hit was so hard that his heart slammed against his breastbone and had to be rushed to the ICU.
Wow.
Okay.
That's big.
Yeah, so that was real fighting, I guess.
Like a Dolph.
Yeah.
It's a Lundgren. Dolph Lundgren. Yeah. For those Always Sunny in Philadelphia fans, they'll know that he kind of became a cult hero and starred in a fictional movie on that show called The Thunder Gun Express. So, where Mac claims that he hangs Dong, which Mac is very excited about. So, hopefully that comes out at some point. Thunder Gun Express. So Dolph Lundgren.
Okay.
You got anything else for us, Mia?
Draga says 46 words in 91 minutes.
91 minutes.
See what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's it.
Okay.
I did have a who aged better.
Who aged better?
You guys can't see this, but I Googled Sylvester and Dolph next to each other. It's kind of great.
I mean, I think quite clearly Dolph aged better, in my opinion.
No way.
I think because Rocky was in six movies where he was actually getting beat up.
Yeah.
His face just took a little beating over time.
Yeah.
We'll throw that one up there, too. Who aged better? So who wore it better, Dolph or Kristen Press? Who aged better, Stallone or Dolph Lundgren?
I looked up those movies y'all were talking about.
Mm-hmm.
So Replacements had Keanu Reeves.
Okay.
Either.
Okay.
I think that one had not The Replacements. The Expendables.
Yes, it was.
Okay, gotcha.
So the first Expendables only had Stallone and Lundgren, but then 2 and 3 had all three. So Schwarzenegger, Stallone, and
that's not
Lundgren.
What I'm talking about, though. Oh. It's Sylvester.
The Escape Plan.
Yep,
that one?
That's
okay,
it.
So that one only has Stallone,
so
Arnold
good.
Schwarzenegger, and 50 Cent.
50 Cent.
So good, but so
yes.
Bad.
What is 50 Cent's role in that movie?
He was one of the bigger ones. Let's see. It was,
Was he a prison guard?
He's not a prison guard.
Yeah, what is he?
Is he a submarine pilot? Captain?
No, he's either one of the prisoners, or he is the guy that tries to, that's helping get Sylvester free.
Okay.
Stallone.
Yeah, I think he is security expert, maybe?
Ah, yes.
Yeah, then he's helping.
Huh. Fun facts.
Yeah.
Escape Plan. Probably not going to hear much about that movie.
Yeah, I don't know that we'll do that one. cool. Well, this has been the third episode of Showrunners. So thank you very much, Steph, for being here. And actually, I meant to bring this up a little bit earlier. So in episode 2, we filmed it, or we taped it the day before the Downtown Mile with Jess Tahn. And she outkicked you at the Downtown Mile.
She did.
Hopefully this one comes out either on the day or right before the... US 10,000 meters, the outdoor champs, will you be rematching? Mm-hmm. So maybe this will have a little bit more juice for you.
Yeah, luckily there will not be a second mat that I will not run through.
Yeah, there's a hard finish line.
Right.
Yeah. All right. Well, thank you very much to producer Mia for being here, and thank you very much, Steph.
Thank you.